Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, it's good to be with you today, and we've got the whole crowd here with us today. We're all together again. We've got Bob and Mary with us.
Hello.
Hello.
We've got Diane with us.
Hello.
We've got Melissa with us.
Hello.
And we got Hal and Rainer with us.
Hey, we're here and I'm loving being here with everybody.
Yeah, it's good.
It's nice.
Back at Fernwood.
And if we mumble, it's because we have chocolate in our mouths.
Oh, yeah. Can I have another lick of that?
I want a whole piece. Oh.
Break Rainer off a piece of it. Now, folks, we're distancing. We're at least arm's length away from each other here. So, anyway, it's still locked down, or it is as of Wednesday. Wednesday night is when we're recording this, and I'm pretty sure by Saturday it'll still be locked down for those that want to be locked down. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. No, we're going to talk a whole lot about that. What about our constitutional rights and freedoms? What have we lost? What have we freely given away? What was the purpose of it? What was the benefit of it? You know, when's it going to end?
Well, Rick, are they rights or are they, quote, privileges?
Well, they're rights that were
God-given rights.
God-given rights that were afforded to us by the Maker. And the Constitution of the United States of America was written to protect those rights.
In fact, that's why government was instituted, period.
Was to protect those rights and our freedoms. And that was about the limit of what the powers of the government were supposed to be about.
Yep. And the guarantee was that the government could not take those rights.
Could not take those rights.
Couldn't burden them, couldn't violate them, right?
And the First Amendment gave us the freedom of speech, the freedom to gather together, free to exercise our religion. And then they said, wait a minute, we need some way to protect that. So then they gave us the Second Amendment. Mm-hmm. And now the left loonies are trying to take both of those away.
No. Well, they may not have them.
Well, the sad part is how many people have succumbed to this so readily, so easily, without putting up any kind of fight or argument or whatsoever. They've fallen right in line, just like the lemmings going over the cliff or the sheep being herded. You know, it's just amazing. When I think about how it first started, what was the first thing you knew about when it first started? What got your attention?
Well, they were going to flatten the curve.
That was much later. Okay. No, the first thing was all of a sudden we had a toilet paper shortage.
Oh, yeah.
Not in my house.
First time in history that we've had a toilet paper shortage.
No, second time. Johnny Carson caused the first
one. That's true. That is true.
And okay. I remember outhouses with some catalogs in them, you know, Sears and Roebuck catalogs.
Yeah. Well, and this was over a virus that doesn't have any intestinal symptoms. So
it made no sense.
So was it really necessary, or was it just a way to test to see, okay, how easily will people fall in line here? If we tell them this, will they believe it and fall in line?
If we're voting, I vote for your test theory.
By the way, Rick, I was offered a one-year subscription to the Washington Post for $29. I think that's the best buy on toilet paper you could ever get.
That's a really good deal, yeah.
Yep, not bad.
How often did you deliver the paper?
You have a hard time getting it on that roll, though, don't you?
It's Diane? Well, I remember when it first came out, we didn't know what the virus was, how it was transmitted, what populations it really affected. So you know, we had a couple of weeks where we were quarantine restrictions so that we could study the virus and then maybe make some predictions and some summations about it. And that made sense to me. And I was willing to stay home. I was willing to distance myself and all that kind of stuff because I, too, wanted to make sure the rest of, you know, the community was safe. I didn't know what the populations that were affected were, but I did not want to put any of those people. I may have been at risk, but I didn't want to put anybody else at risk. So I was okay with the first few weeks of quarantine. But now we're months past that.
But that was a common sense thing.
Yeah, it made sense. Something right?
that you did, sense. Right, something you were willing to do because yeah. common sense told you we need to do something, yeah. you know. But it was also based on information that came from
Wuhan Labs, that was from China.
Mainstream media.
Well, it was all wrong, and they made false models, which led to terribly bad predictions, which none of them came through, you know, true. But now it's gone on too long, and we're wondering, wait a minute. I mean, you've shut down the United States.
How many times is it going to get extended, yeah. Bob?
You know, having been a firefighter in the past as a volunteer, but when you have a fire scene, they deny you your rights to go in there for a short period of time, for your safety, for all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But that period of time ends relatively quickly. This period should have ended
yeah.
relatively mm-hmm. quickly.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I don't think, you know, the firemen are really denying you your rights. They are doing what they're supposed to do and
for safety, for
keeping security
you safe.
And safety.
Yeah.
Right.
Keeping you safe, yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. And other people, too, because some brave fireman's going to go in there and try to save your yeah. butt, no matter how stupid you are.
There is an article on townhall.com by Dennis Prager, and he raises the question, is the worldwide lockdown maybe the biggest mistake in history?
It probably is.
And he talks about the cause, what's happened, and what it has caused America to drop to the lowest level since the Great Depression in terms of our economy and poorer countries to be to the point that people are literally starving. He quotes a garment worker in Bangladesh who's locked down, can't work, and the guy says, "We're starving. If we don't have food in our stomach, what's the use of observing this lockdown?" And he comments that the world's elites just seem to think that that sort of thing is non-existent. They totally ignore it. And then later in the article, he quotes Reverend William Barber, the president of North Carolina's NAACP, who calls it merely inconvenienced. I think that's a good illustration of the people who consider themselves elite not really having all this empathy for people who are suffering. The people who are really suffering are the unintended consequences of the lockdown, which is greater than, it's less deadly this year than the standard ordinary seasonal flu.
Right. Well, there again, going back to what is the masses of the people and the most people have been listening to get their information? Mainstream media. Mainstream media owned by 6 corporations, all saying the same thing, using the same talking points, all with the same agendas, and all hate Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where the information's coming from.
And you also have where we're all in lockdown. A lot of us are getting our information, or the only way to communicate with friends and family other than a phone call would be through YouTube, Instagram, all those things. You have
Facebook.
Yeah. You have the CEO of Facebook and YouTube both on video coming out saying that they are removing, quote, disinformation
right.
about the virus, which is any information that does not align with the WHO and what they want you to know, it gets removed.
Which is censorship, which is violating your First Amendment rights, Bob.
How does this line up with the internment of the Japanese after Pearl Harbor? The long-term internment of them. I mean, there is a short-term panic, but there's a long-term internment that denied them their constitutional rights. I feel the same way, even though we're living in our own homes right now.
An eerie parallel.
Yeah. I think we've gotten a lot of misinformation from sources that we would normally think we could rely on. That's been a big problem.
Well, yeah, it is. It's hard to understand sometimes, but where are they getting their information from, you know? Yeah. So,
I think that the confusion is part of the plan.
Yeah, it is. And I'm glad you use that word, plan, because we're discovering now, we're learning now, that it actually was a plan.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, there's a documentary film out called Plandemic. Yeah. And it exposes a lot of stuff, and we're starting to learn. It's like every other problem we've ever had, follow the money. Mm. The money is, you know, it'll lead you right to the sources and where the plan came from.
Can I ask a question, I mean, to everyone here? They're talking about, well, can we sue China? China gave false information. We relied on it, and to our detriment, people are still out of work and blah, blah, blah. Well, can we sue China? And yeah. Now we hear, yeah, we could sue China. Will China agree to the lawsuit? Like, yeah. Right? That doesn't always happen, yeah. Right? And then even if they do agree, what are the damages? Oh, you know, you owe us, you know, $20 million. You're right. Okay. Well, you will pay that, you know.
I think POTUS had the right solution to begin with, and he's already sanctioning China and getting tougher on them and bringing back our companies back out of China, back to this country, shutting down what made China what it is.
Amen. And that was so dependent on China. Right.
That was a big mistake.
That was our money that made China what it is
today.
And the very people that instrumented that through our government are walking around millionaires from money that they got in the deals with China, and the news is coming out. But, whoa, too many of the liberal lefties out there think, oh, no, that's a conspiracy theory. That's not true. Let's see.
There is also talk, and I don't know how far this will go, that the way to get reparations from China, which is what they want, is to just keep throwing tariffs up there. Now, China has figured out how to get around some of the tariffs by shipping their products through Vietnam and some other places. But that is a real possibility. And we could just say, we're going to wipe out our debt to you because you have cost us as much as our debt.
All right. Well, we need to take a real quick break to hear from our sponsors. And as soon as we get through with that, we're going to come back to this topic.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com. Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend features delicious handmade Italian dishes like lasagna, spaghetti, fettuccine alfredo, stromboli, calzone, and many more. And now Panicelli's has home delivery. Panicelli's uses only the freshest ingredients, and they have fantastic New York-style pizza in four sizes or by the slice. Panicelli's Pizzeria also has great salads and subs. So today, head to River Bend, and Panicelli's is at 40 Shoreline Drive, or call Panicelli's Pizzeria for home delivery.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military, just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, just before the break, Melissa was jumping up and down, waving her hand, and you forgot.
No, I did not. Well, I wanted to go back to Mary, I believe, was speaking about China, and we also talked about
China.
China.
Yes.
Our dependence on them. Our dependence on them. I did have a question from someone that asked me why was there was shipments. These nurses were coming out saying there were these great shipments of the PPE that were coming, and they were being seized and not released. So I kind of followed and searched for the facts, and they were being seized. They were just going through natural inspection. They couldn't release them because they were not up to standard. They were not up to standard. And those were coming from China. Why is that? Why are they sending us PPE? Number one, why are we getting all of our PPE from them to begin with?
Why are we getting anything from them?
Yeah.
Over
guys,
the years.
Guys, buy American. Buy American.
And over it's the also years. Another part of that was in the time between they discovered the virus and the time they admitted that the virus was contagious, they stockpiled all that stuff and then sold it at a much higher rate.
Absolutely.
And Mary, during that same time frame, they were not allowing people from Wuhan to travel to other places in China, but international traffic, oh, bring it on. Mm-hmm. We've got this celebration to share.
The theory, I think, and I hate to say this, but I hate to be this cynical, but I am. if China felt like if they were going to suffer the economic loss associated with this virus, they were going to share it with the world. They were not going to do it alone.
Mm. And I think they were particularly anxious to share it with America.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm on the tip of the spear of conspiracy theorist here because...
Lay it on us, Rick.
I think it was a well-planned epidemic. The world, New World Order, and the billionaires, the elite that are controlling things in the world.
May I read a little bit from one of the paragraphs in Connie Hanna's Trump report this week that supports what you just said?
Sure.
Fauci, and we all know who he is, has been the global health advisor to several U.S. presidents, but advising and predicting are two distinctly different things. In 2017, during a forum on pandemic preparedness at Georgetown University, Dr. Fauci said, "There is no doubt Donald J. Trump will be confronted with a surprise infectious disease outbreak during his presidency." How did he know, and why this administration and not previous administrations? Perhaps he knew because he had funded the Wuhan lab that was studying infectious diseases, including specifically this coronavirus that is now plaguing us and the rest of the world. In fact, according to Newsweek, in 2015, Fauci pledged $3.7 million American taxpayer dollars to that lab to be paid out over the next 6 years. Well, time's up. Have we gotten our money's worth?
And that was illegal that he did that. And the reason he did it is because our scientists here said, we don't need to be messing around with this stuff.
And it was shut down
in 2014. And there was a moratorium put on it. So he took the money and went to China.
Yep. The same woman who worked on it in the lab in Wuhan was working with some people at the University of North Carolina doing that research.
Right.
Prior to that, and as you said, it got shut down, I think it was DHS, as they there were enough accidents, enough of it got away, they were afraid they were going to accidentally cause a pandemic.
Right.
Well, I don't know how accidental it was, but it did cause a pandemic, ultimately.
Well, there's other indications that others involved knew about it way back then, because they had World Health Organization's meeting and planning for the pandemic that was coming. Bill Gates went on TED Talks and talked about the coming. And then they had the event 201, 20-something. I can't remember right now. But they just had...
That predicted...
Well, they did it right. They ran through a test scenario of what would happen and all. It's just ironic.
There are too many coincidences for it to be truly coincidental.
And then there was the
Bill
movie.
Does Bill Gates have a patent on something to do with the coronavirus?
He has patents on some, yes. And people don't realize that viruses can be patented. Mm-hmm. I've had people say, oh, you can't patent a virus. I said, yes, you can.
If you create it.
Because what you're doing is you're taking a virus. They take these viruses, and then they start monkeying around with them, adding things, using the viruses to transport, to take it into...
So it's engineered. So
yeah,
it's
engineered.
Totally genetically right. engineered. That, so then you can patent that. Yeah.
When they come up with that method, okay, we mix a little bit of this with a little bit of that, and then put it with this virus, and it will take it in, and, you know, they patent that procedure. Yeah. And... if you don't believe me, go to the U.S. Patent Office website.
I believe you.
Go to the search box and search coronavirus. And then take the next 2 or 3 days off because you're going to be busy. It's page after page after. You'd be surprised how many patents there are on just the coronavirus, different versions of it.
And I just want to say to our listeners who, you know, before you start to want to change that channel, think we have our tin hats on here, it's very easy to follow the steps. Go to the Bill Gates TED Talk where he talks about vaccines and reproduction. What am I missing? The
reducing,
abortion.
Reducing
I'll just call
them.
It yeah. abortion. He talks about those in connection with population control.
Right.
He actually says how great it will be for population control. Go watch that. Go follow him and his wife's steps to Planned Parenthood. Why are they so vested in that? Why are they so vested in abortion and the population control? You can follow the steps, listen with your own ears, make up your own mind.
Well, he was raised up in it. His father was on the Planned Parenthood board back when it began. And also in one of his TED Talks where he's talking about that, he actually says that we could reduce the population by 10 to 15% if we do the right work on the virus, on the vaccinations.
And he's the one pushing this vaccine the most. So,
right.
Guys, do your research.
And again, follow the money. Millions and billions of dollars to be made off of whoever comes up with the vaccine.
Didn't at one point he make a statement that the world would be so much better off if we had a population of something like a half a trillion, a billion, or 500,000, something like that? And it's only...
I know what you're talking about. I'm not sure.
500 million was the
number. Yeah, 500 million. We've got 330 or so million in the United States. So, you know, that would really restrict the population of the world if it wasn't, you know, half again as much as the U.S. has now. What the heck was he thinking about?
Well, I'm not sure that was Bill. That might have been those Georgia stones in Georgia. I can't remember.
I think they were connected somehow.
Georgia Guidestones.
Guidestones, yes. Yeah. Anyway, he's been practicing that for many, many years. He's not a doctor, has no medical background or experience in medicine whatsoever, but he's taking on vaccines as what he wants to do. And he's been doing it for quite a while, pouring a lot of money into it, too. So, one other thing.
Melissa, just
what? Melissa triggered it, memory a few minutes ago. I can't remember his name or what country. It's a third world country where he allowed him to bring in the test to his country. And he had his people verify the test and everything. And the test came back positive. The test was done on a goat and on a piece of fruit.
You mean for the coronavirus?
Yes.
Wow.
So he said something's wrong somewhere, because the samples they gave him to run the test on, one was from a goat and one was from a piece of fruit. I can't remember the name of the fruit, but it's a piece of fruit.
Or something.
Yeah. So, you know, he's proven right there that you can't rely on the test through that. And they, a lot of the stuff you're talking about, the medical equipment coming in, a lot of the tests they found out were contaminated.
Yeah. So, with the virus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's talk about the numbers. You know, a lot of people are so focused on those numbers, and that's what they're letting lead their fear. They just see those numbers every day. But what did you discover with the CDC that just came out, how the numbers were cut almost in half?
Oh, yeah. The CDC revised, they updated their reports on their website, and they downed them by half, the numbers. And then they took them down completely.
Wow.
They're not up there anymore?
I haven't checked lately, but that as of...
At one point, they were off.
About 3 days ago, two, 3 days
ago. Craven County has a website that will give you the county statistics updated every day. And just for some perspective, since this began, Craven County has had 45 cases. We have 6 active cases. We have 35 recovered cases. We have no one currently hospitalized, and we have had 4 deaths.
But how can you rely on that? County. How can you rely on that? How many people are being reported as dying from coronavirus when actually the coronavirus did not cause their death?
I know. Joe got eaten by a shark, but he died of coronavirus.
Well, I just learned today. I just learned today the big reason why that is.
Why?
They get more money.
Medicare.
Before you say that, though, real quick, though, one of the very first cases that happened in Pennsylvania that they contributed the first COVID death, he fell from a roof and had brain trauma. But when he died, had the virus.
Yeah, there's been a lot.
And so his death was ruled as a COVID death. And that's not far-fetched, because I know personally people who have put their stories out of loved ones who have died. And they're, you know, like my mom was in hospice and had cancer, and they had already only given her 8 days to live, you know, 8 to 15 days. But her death was listed as COVID.
And there's been numerous doctors come out on YouTube and all
saying, why,
I'm getting these letters that are forcing me to, you know, list everything as corona. Why? Why? Why?
Well, Mary said a few minutes ago there was more money involved, and I think she's right about that. I've read somewhere that was 13,000 if it was a corona death and three.
No. For it admitted to the hospital with the admitting complaint, mm-hmm. coronavirus, 13,000 per patient. And if put on a ventilator, 39,000.
Three times as much, right.
Yeah. So there's the money, folks. There's
the money.
It's a big money maker, okay, if we can say their own coronavirus and we get all this money.
But I go back to the thing that even with it badly padded, the numbers still don't add up to as much as normal seasonal flu this year.
Right.
They can't kick it up to be as bad as they're trying to make us think.
Yeah, piggyback off of you, Rainer. The numbers that we're seeing are all being skewed and padded because they want to make this more serious than it actually is. Mm-hmm. So in states like Virginia and I think New York, is every time you take a test and you come up positive for COVID, that's a new case of COVID. So if you take the test 4 times, that's 4 new cases of COVID.
Oh,
right? And also, if you die and, you know, you didn't have a cause of death, they just put down COVID. You know, I was listening to the Rush Limbaugh show, and he called someone in Virginia, and they had horror stories. You know, if someone died, and they just wrote down COVID, you know, as the cause of death. So there's a lot of deaths that are attributed to COVID that are not. And what about a person that's in terminal cancer, and then they get the virus? Well, they're going to die anyway. Why put it down as COVID? You know what I'm saying?
Money.
Yeah.
We just, you know, expose that, the money, the money.
One other thing I want to bring out that's causing concern with this lockdown. they have locked us down and put us in kind of a virtual prison. Okay, we are in our homes locked down, but they are letting prisoners out.
Oh yeah, yeah.
At a rapid rate.
Yeah.
And I just saw a bulletin where they released, there were 8 sex offenders released from one jail.
Yep.
So, and tell me how they are already in jail. You can't figure out a way to isolate them in jail. There's 2 people to a cell or 4 people to a cell. They would be considered the same family. Like, I'm isolated with my family. You feed them in their cells. I know there are some jails that are overrun, but not everywhere. Can we not bust them to...
medication, too. That's effective. Just
can we not
medication.
Bust them to a rural jail to get some more separate... Are you telling me you seriously cannot... The option is to release these prisoners. And I think it's just we start releasing these prisoners and the chaos begins.
Yeah.
And then the government has to step in more with a heavier hand to control us more.
Here's the other thing. California especially, they did exactly what you're talking. They were turning out murderers, rapists, violent criminals. And at the same time, locking up surfers.
Yeah.
Putting surfers back into jail.
Yeah.
On weather.com, you can look, and there's a coronavirus place where you click. Instead of just the weather, you get the coronavirus report. And you can go by county. And as Mary just said, it was 4 cases of deaths in Craven County. I think Carteret was also 4. Jones is 0. Beaufort is 2, if I remember right. There was one other nearby. Oh, Pamlico has none. So yeah, add all those up. It's not all that great, really, especially when you look at the way they've been padded.
Yeah, definitely.
No, it's if you have lost somebody because of the virus, then that's a major loss.
Oh, of course.
But
it
by
is.
The same token, you could have lost them to flu. You could have lost them. I mean, It's a fact of life that we don't live forever.
Right.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that happen to people every day right here in this country and around the world that are more serious or you stand a better chance of losing your life over than this coronavirus.
Well, how many car accidents are there every single day in this state, in this county?
Yeah. Right.
Car accidents. I mean, you have a very high risk of getting in a car accident, but they haven't told us all to park our cars.
Right. Well, we've got to take another break to hear from our sponsors, and we'll come back with more.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our 3 locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutritional Consultant at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout Eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, we've been talking a lot about the coronavirus and things associated with that. And Diane's got another good story, example of our liberties. What's going
on? So this is from Texas, if you can believe, from Texas.
Couldn't believe it.
Oh, yeah, from a woman named Shelley Luther. She's a salon owner, and she dared to open her salon because people need their hair done. She was going to defy the order that, you know,
well, mainly because her children needed something
to
eat.
She needed to pay her bills.
Yeah. Yes.
So and she so did the people who worked for her.
Right. So she opened up, and then she was got a cease and desist letter, and I guess she defied that. She ripped that up and very publicly and said she was not going to honor it. And then they arrested her and brought her in before the judge and said, well, you can apologize and make this go away and blah, blah, blah. And she says, I can't do that. You know, this is my livelihood. You can't force me not to work. I got to provide for my kids. My coworkers have to provide for their families. This has gone on too long. You know, if no one shows up, that's fine. But, you know, we have reservations. We're booked. So people need our service. So in hindsight, I've never broken the law before. But knowing what I know now, I would still make the same decision to keep my shop open.
So they locked her up.
Yeah, 7 days. She has to be in jail.
The judge reprimanded her, too.
Yeah, now that was the judge, right? But now you had Governor Abbott who said that was a wrong decision. And the state attorney general said the same thing.
State attorney general sent the judge a letter and said, let her go.
Well, he said it was to be his opinion and his recommendation to let her go. So we'll see how this plays out.
Yep. Well, that's just that one instance. Yep. That's happening all across the country. And Attorney General Barr is keeping an eye on it.
You know, right here in New Bern, mm-hmm. there's a place, Bury the Hatchet.
Yep.
Had a letter that said that they could open up. Somebody apparently said that you shouldn't be allowed to open. The police came and tried to shut them down. The owner showed them the letter that said it was permissible to open the place up because of proper distancing or whatever else. Well, the North Carolina Department of Revenue came back and revoked that letter.
Why is the
North Carolina Department of Revenue out roaming the streets when they're supposed to be home sequestered?
Because somebody reported them. Somebody reported them. And I want to say this very adamantly.
That sentence gave me chills.
Shame on you. What is wrong with you that you would report your neighbor or a business that opened or anybody else for standing up for their freedom and their rights, their First Amendment rights, their right to do business, their right to feed their family. Absolutely. Those are the things the government's supposed to be protecting. And shame on you for calling in and reporting somebody for doing that. What's wrong with you? What do you care about the people that have cancer and can't go to the hospital now because the hospitals are totally dedicated to taking care of COVID patients? Or what about the people that need heart surgery? What about all these other things that are killing people right and left? But oh no, you got to wear a mask or you're going to give somebody a virus. No, that's not the important thing. That was fine for a week or two while we were getting a handle on it. But now, at this point, more people are dying because of what you're doing than the virus is taking out.
If you are scared, stay home.
Stay home.
Yeah. Stay home. Protect yourself. That is your right. That is your God-given right. But how dare you go online and just disparage these people's yep. names because they want to go and pay their bills and not lose. For many people, opening a business is a lifelong dream.
Yep.
It is something you work very hard for, you save hard for, and usually for those first 5 years, you fail hard until you can get a handle and get it going. And then you hire other people who depend on you. They and have a right to
many of those
do
businesses
that.
Have been lost now. They have been lost. So how about the suicides that are going to follow?
And don't dare
from the
say
depression of not being able to take care of your family.
Absolutely. And don't dare say it's because we want to go get our hair done or go get our nails done. Are you kidding me? These people are out there trying to keep their dream alive and pass it on to their family. That is the American dream. That is what we do.
It's made America great.
Right. And as you know, a number of us went to Raleigh last Tuesday
yep.
for the Open North Carolina rally that was there. Those people were lined up on the other side of the street with their mask on, holding their signs, "Go home." Well, where the heck are you?
Yeah, why are you out here?
Where are you?
If you get to be there, why don't we get to be there?
Right.
Well, there's two groups of people in this country, and we see this every day now. There's those that treasure liberty and understand that's one of our founding principles, right? We are a country founded on individual liberty. Then you have those that are Budinskis. They can't stand people who want liberty, and they have to get involved, right? So, you know, the last couple of days, I put a post about what I think a legitimate lawsuit would be. You know, you have the Targets that are open, you have the Walmarts that are open, they sell everything. You can go in there for food, you can go in there for pharmaceuticals, for cleaning
shoes, you said in your article.
Everything you can go. And they don't tell you you can't buy clothes, but you can buy everything there, right? And then you can't go to a store that just sells women's clothes. You can't go to a store just for men's things or for kids' things or for shoes. You can't. But you can get those things at Walmart and Target. So any small business that feels that they're being prejudiced, they can file a lawsuit and say the government is not to be arbitrary in their laws.
All right.
If they let Walmart stay open and Target, they have to let every other small business stay open.
I absolutely agree. And how can you, explain this to me that this day and age, you can get your groceries delivered, you can get your clothing mm-hmm. delivered, you can get every essential item you need delivered. Governor Cuomo actually did an interview where he got fired up and said to a reporter who was saying, do you hear those protesters outside? They're very upset. They want to go back to work. And he went into this diatribe about, you're responsible for my life. You have a responsibility to keep me safe. You can't go be careless and risk my life. No, I don't. No, I absolutely do not. You are responsible for yourself. And if you're that scared of catching something, stay home. Yeah. Right. Get everything delivered to you. You stay home.
Yes. How can these mayors and governors and, different political leaders tell us what to do? But like Cuomo, his brother, a number of other ones, our own governor, we're locked down. We've got to stay home. But he went campaigning in Florida.
Mm-hmm. And has hair done nice, too.
Yeah. And these other ones, they're out. They're going and doing what they want to do. Doesn't apply to everybody.
Well, he went to the gym right at the get-go.
Yeah.
I mean, hello. And he said, I have to stay healthy so I can run this city.
This is not an original thought. This is something I came across in my reading. But it sort of set me back a little bit. We're being conditioned to think that people who are willing to fight for their freedom are being selfish.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, yeah. And we need to really be careful what we embrace and what we put up with right now, because we are setting precedents that could come back to bite us in the future.
Absolutely. I'm glad you brought that up, because people, you need to wake up out there. You're being used. You're being manipulated. This is a test. This is a test to see how far you will go, to see what they can push off on you and what you will do and not do. Okay? How many people, Diane, does it take to spread the virus?
Well, it takes one who's infected and the second person to infect.
So two.
Right.
So exactly. Where do they come up with these groups of 10?
I know.
Why is 10 a magic number?
It's arbitrary and capricious.
Yeah. Right.
And I tell you what, I am finished. I am finished being controlled. I won't go there. And I don't want to make people who have genuine concerns about their health, and there are plenty of people who have good reason to feel the least bit inhibited or uncomfortable about doing what they need to do to protect themselves.
Right.
It's not a we, they, it's not an either or. It is about freedom and being the captain of your own ship.
Right, and exercising good common sense.
Yeah, sure.
Yes. Not being reckless, not being careless, taking necessary precautions, but not giving up your liberties and your
freedoms. We do that with all of life.
Yes.
Now, I know, Mary, what's the state? There's a state that says they want to keep track of, they want you to keep track of all of
Kansas
the
City.
That come and go to church. Okay, so you have to keep
but
a record
not
of everybody
in and
that
out
comes
of the local
church.
Walmart, right?
I want to go back to the Walmart in Worcester, Massachusetts. They don't keep track of who comes and goes, but they did find 81 of the employees have the coronavirus traces.
Unbelievable.
81 of 400 employees.
Right. So there's no common sense or logic to their process or their methods. It's total control. And there's seven states. Seven states did not lock down. What did they all have in common?
Republican.
They're red states. Red states.
Yeah, y'all seem to be all upset about staying home. You know, I've been glad to get a lot of gardening done. You know, in some ways, it's not all that bad, but I understand it's an infringement upon our freedom, and I object to that, too. I'm just kidding. But I do like being able to stay home some.
We'll get back.
Hal, you take a vacation anytime you want.
We'll get back to that right after this message, because I got some more on that.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow-cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked-to-order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
Y'all ready for this? The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call, the place where patriots come to talk.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. I want to compliment Hal or add on to what Hal had to say there at the end. But I'm going to let Diane go because she's over there with her hand up.
Yeah, my hands went up twice. But Hal's garden, beautiful. It's a really beautiful job. It smells heavenly.
I helped.
I'm sure Rainer helped too. I was listening to Rush Limbaugh yesterday, and he brought up a really good point. He was talking about the COVID, and he goes, the best test to decide if a person that catches the virus, if they will die from the virus, is whether that person lives in a red state or a blue state.
Oh, gosh.
Right? And
I
he
heard
did this,
that
right?
Too.
So he was doing this from research. He read different articles and he quoted from them. He read from them. And sure enough, a person in, say, North Carolina gets COVID, chances are that person will recover. That same person catches the COVID in New York, he's probably going to die. You know, it's just because of where where you get the virus, and there's just different ways of treating and whatever it is. But that was what he said. And he said, if you compare New Jersey and Florida, you will have a person in, yeah, New Jersey catches the virus, same person in Florida. Person in New Jersey will have 13 times more likely to die from the virus. So, you know, he was comparing all the different factors, and I found it fascinating.
Yep.
You know what I suspected then, and I still do, is it's as reported, and the blue states tend to report higher
than the red.
Yeah, because they tend to, everybody who dies, I bet their heart attack deaths are down. I bet their stroke deaths are down because everybody dies of COVID.
All right, I'm going to go back and capitalize on what Hal said because he brought up a good point. I'm not sure he intended to, about how much he was enjoying being out, being able to get things accomplished. Well, that's goes along with all the changes that we're all going through, and a lot of them have been positive changes. Parents are spending more time with their kids.
So they are.
Yeah, a lot of bike
more
rides.
People are out walking. And
bike riding, walking dogs, children on all kinds of little contraptions.
Right. The everyday stress of the daily routine has changed. Now, the virus stress is there, but still, life as we knew it 2 months ago has become less stressful.
Our neighborhood has
respects.
Really been charming in that regard.
Right.
You're right, Rick.
So there is a good part, but here's the caveat to that. The environmentalists are all saying, see, this proves that we can save the planet now because there's less driving, less smog, less this, less that.
Hogwash. They're all wet. If the CO2 goes down, plant life goes down.
Well, they're going to take advantage of it.
Melissa said I could take off anytime I wanted to.
Anytime you want, you've earned that right by now.
Also, many parents have learned how bad Common Core is when they're trying to teach the kids to carry the one.
Yes.
Yeah. Wonderful point, Bob. I love it.
I expect homeschooling is going to go up.
Yeah. And don't forget.
That's going to be the subject of our next public meeting.
Yeah. Violent crimes are way down, too.
Yep.
Another unintended consequence. But.
And alcohol sales is way up.
Yeah.
Well, I just.
That's because you're home with the kids.
I would just like to say that, you know, you can look at it the way you want to. I personally, as a Christian, you know, it's great that we're able to see the good in this. And we're able to see, you know, take a breath. And notice what we can do without, what we need, you know, how much time have we missed with our kids growing up, you know, now that you're with them so much. And good or bad, you know, you're with your family, you're with your wife, your husband, and all of those things are great. Really embrace that time to get back to each other, to get back to God, to so that you can come out of this a better person. And that's all great. But when we are talking about restricting our freedoms, you really need to think, you know, how easy it was. Everyone wants to say, how did the Germans let this happen? How did the Germans let so many Jews just be taken away? They reported on their neighbors, and they did it for the greater good.
They took their guns, and you also have to remember there's a certain segment of society still today that believed the Holocaust was a conspiracy theory. It didn't really happen.
It was a hoax.
Yeah.
Oh, plus they didn't care for the Jews at all. They characterized them as rats and vermin and stuff like that.
Ugh.
Through propaganda. And that's how you were taught.
And I had something else to say, but I forgot.
landing on the moon was a conspiracy theory, too, you know.
Well, it's a good thing you forgot, because we're running out of time, and Hal wants to tell us about our meeting this month. We're still not sure whether we're going to be totally virtual or whether we're going to do a combination of virtual and open to the public. But Hal,
I think Rainer's going to be there. She may be alone, but she's going to be there.
Thank you.
Yeah, we decided some time ago that we wanted to reemphasize government schools and education and homeschooling for the opposite approach, and find out more information about that. Some time ago, I guess almost a year ago, we had Alex Newman come on.
Yes.
And he really knows a lot on that subject. He's written a book on the subject. He has a magazine out called The New American, Rescuing Our Children, which is on that subject. And so we're looking forward to having him come. And I invited him to come. And I told him, of course, Rick was the person to...
Well, no, he's not actually coming.
Well, he may or he may not. We asked him if he would do it virtually, and he said he would.
Okay, so now we'll talk about the other part
right. With
him. And
so what we need to decide is whether we're going to also all be virtual or whether we're going
right. To
have a public meeting, bring him in virtually.
So. And see, if we were the idiots some of you might think we are, we'd just go ahead and do it. But no, we're going to wait and see how things play out, see if the state does open up, we're going to talk to the people that run our venue and see how they feel about it and talk to...
And there's some of our people who do have health vulnerabilities,
right.
And we need to take them into consideration, of course.
That meeting is scheduled for the 17th of this month at 7 p.m.
All right, that's the third Tuesday of the month. We have our public meetings every third Tuesday.
Third Tuesday is the
19th.
Yeah, and then this coming Monday, we have our business meeting.
All right. Well, that's all the time we have for today's show. I hope, folks, that you enjoyed it, and you will go out and visit our sponsors and tell them you heard about them on CCTA Wake Up Call.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
The CCTA truly appreciates their sponsors because their support makes it possible for Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association to bring all of you Wake Up Call every Sunday. Those sponsors include Professional Auto Services on Country Club Road in New Bern, Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutrition consultant, Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend. Other great supporters are rightwinggranny.com with a unique perspective on the news, B&J Seafood on US 70 in New Bern, the North Carolina Fisheries Association, Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Also, the County Compass, serving Pamlico, Beaufort, Craven, and Carteret counties. Dr. J. Singleton, Moore's Old Time Barbecue. Tune in for the CCTA Wake-Up Call every Sunday on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240.